Worshippers Flee as Arson Attack Sets Melbourne Synagogue Ablaze. By Simon Kent on December 6, 2024. Worshippers were forced to flee a Melbourne synagogue early Friday morning after it was set ablaze in an arson attack Australia's Prime Minister Anthony called act of hate. 60-plus firefighters were called to Addis Israel Synagogue in the Victorian state capital just after 4 o'clock local time on Friday, 1700 hours GMT Thursday, finding the building fully ablaze when they arrived. Local media outlets confirmed people were inside at the time for morning prayers and they had reported seeing firebombs thrown by masked assailants. One person was injured and the fire caused extensive damage. Synagogue board member Benjamin Klein told the Age newspaper worshippers heard banging on the door and the window, and some liquids came through which were lit. The whole thing took off pretty quickly, he said. Holy books and furniture had been destroyed, he said, vowing however that the community would rebuild. Members of the congregation formed a human chain to remove religious items from the damaged synagogue, including Torah scrolls, one of which was brought to Australia from Germany in World War II, the Age newspaper further noted. Klein said the synagogue had increased security over the past 12 months amid safety concerns, without giving further details. We know that two people were seen spreading some sort of fluid to encourage a fire and were spreading it with brooms. CCTV footage will need to be examined, Prime Minister Albanese said. To attack a place of worship is an attack on Australian values. To attack a synagogue is an act of anti-Semitism. It's attacking the right that all Australians should have to practice their faith in peace and security. The fire comes as the number of anti-Semitic incidents in Australia has been soaring amid Israel's war against Iran-backed Hamas terrorists in Gaza. According to a report published Sunday by the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, there were more than 2,000 anti-Jewish incidents tallied during the 12-month period ending September 30, marking an increase of 316% compared to the same period a year prior. A spokesperson for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu recently warned Australia's disappointing flip-flop attitude towards Israel at the United Nations would invite more terrorism and anti-Semitic riots at universities and city centres, as Breitbart News reported. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.